Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Knoxville Mayor Don Zutt's term of office ends soon. What does he feel are some of the successes achieved during his service, and what lies ahead? Let's go in depth with Mayor Don Zutt of Knoxville. So Don, two terms as mayor, that's a nice run.
It's been a great run, Bob. I've really enjoyed myself.
Had fun doing it?
Some. Yeah, I have to say I've had a lot of good time, but been some tough times too, you know, where you had to really work hard at stuff that need to be done. Mm-hmm. So you just do it.
It's not all easy, all laid out. There's some tough decisions to help people make.
Absolutely. Of course, I knew that going in. I've been, for years, I've been attending council meetings, been listening to it on KNIA. Of course, I lobby up in Des Moines too, but I know everything's not rosy. I've been called a, like you and I were talking earlier, I've been called a cheerleader, and I said, yeah, I am, because this is my town and I love it. And although I guess I'll always be a cheerleader, but it's not always the good, it's the bad too.
Well, yeah, it's pretty clear to anybody that knows you even a little bit, or even somebody that just watches you, that you love Knoxville.
Oh, absolutely. I always tell people that there's about three things I really care about. And my wife and family, of course, are number one. The city's number two, and the veterans are number three. But sometimes those get intermingled where it gets all wound up. And I'm not done by any means just because I'm not the mayor. I'm not going to be done. I've got plenty of things I can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think it was, I don't know, one of the mayoral forums that we had at KNIA KRLS, where I think it was, and I know it was the first time that you run, everybody knew veterans' issues inside and out. Mm. But I think that what we learned at that forum was that you were knowledgeable about a wide variety of issues important for Knoxville.
Yeah, like I said, I've been going to council meetings and listening when I can't attend. And I just try to do what's best for my city. And if it takes more studying, then I'll do more studying. I've always been kind of a, I don't know what you'd call it, but you know, I kind of watch the city pretty closely. There's times we butted heads, there's times we've agreed, et cetera, you know, but I think it's all for the best.
Well, and I think that, I mean, everybody knew that you knew about the Veterans Affairs, but I certainly didn't realize that you would know about city budgets and TIFs and taxes, and it was pretty neat to watch that part of you emerge. It was a different Don Zutt, for me anyway.
Well, yeah, and I had a lot of people tell me the same thing. It's just, I'm a studier, and I'll look at stuff and I'll ask questions. Several former city managers I call and say, hey, why are we doing this or why are we doing that? But I studied the city functions, I guess you'd call it. And I think it did surprise quite a few people.
And once you got into the office, did you have the background that you thought you had, or did you need to learn anything else?
Oh, gosh, no. I thought I did, but that was just the tip of the iceberg. Everything, especially on the budgets, we're talking about now a $13 million budget. You know, my expertise, if that's what you're going to call it, in that area, was limited to the budgets of 7 years ago, when you're at 8 and 9 million. That's a lot, but sometimes I think we're spending too much money, and then I have city manager said, well, we have to do this, you know, and they explain it all out, and it makes sense. Not always, of course, and I think you've heard me speak out against a couple of things. But it's a totally new experience, and if I didn't learn something every day, I'd be behind.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Mayor Don Zut of Knoxville.
And so what do you think that you could have been better prepared at? Like, you know, maybe I'm just talking about for people in the future considering, you know, civic involvement and things like that. We sort of are drawn to the issues we're drawn to, but how do we get the breadth that you think it takes to be a good mayor?
You have to be patient, for one thing. I think every candidate, when they win, they go in there, I'm going to make changes right now. And it just doesn't quite work that way. As you know, I've been working on the VA for 10 years, probably, you know, and I thought, well, you know, when I get to be mayor, you get the name or the, you know, that you can push things forward. Absolutely not. They just look at you and say, we're working at our pace, not yours. And that's the same thing for a lot of things, not just the VA. The budget's another one. The streetscape, they work at their pace, not ours. And eventually we get things done. But you have to be patient. That's the biggest thing I can tell anybody. Be patient.
You work with in a particular kind of government structure where it's sort of organized around the city manager.
Right.
That we have a city manager that's the professional, and then the mayor that comes in and supervises over meetings, and then sort of the public face of the community. How do you think that that works?
Well, for what it is, it works pretty well. When I first started, we really didn't have an economic development person, and I was trying to work with the chamber at the time and get economic development things going. I honestly don't know hardly anything about economic development, and I admitted that. And so I'm trying to talk with the chamber, with the city, about getting somebody that does know. Well, then with Harold getting hired, he's pretty good at economic development. So everything that I had that or I knew, all that I turned over to Harold. And I've helped him, you know, like you said, you go to meetings and be kind of the face of Knoxville. And we've met with several larger companies we can't even talk about coming to Knoxville. And basically what I do is do what I do best, sit there and be quiet.
No, I don't. You do. Yes, everybody that knows you. Your ability to be quiet is almost as good as your ability to exaggerate.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right there.
At least in this.
And you're right. But I tried to sit there and be quiet. But I've had, like, and Harold and I have actually worked pretty good together on this, because if he just absolutely is stuck, he'll look at me, and if I can answer it, I do. But it's mostly about, well, like you, history. You know, how's this type of thing went over in the past? How's, you know, and well, Harold obviously don't know because he hasn't been here. And so I try to fill in the blanks, basically. I think we work pretty good that way.
Well, and you know Knoxville like only a native can.
I've been here my whole life, except for 10 days, and, of course, my time in service and school. But otherwise, I've lived here my whole life. And I love this town. I can't say that enough. Kind of like you do. I know you do. You're I guess, what we call a newcomer. But you do, too. And you know what I'm talking about when I say that. If I can bring something better to this town, I don't care what I have to do, I'll do it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Mayor Don Zut of Knoxville.
How about your council members? How's it worked out with them? You enjoy that work?
I do. We haven't always seen eye to eye, obviously, but that's good. I mean, if everybody seen eye to eye all the time, it'd be real snap to run the city. There's been issues that I even question why we talk about them, you know. And there's been other issues that, I'd say probably 70% of the time, 75, we're pretty much in agreement. And if there's 10% of the time where we're pretty much in agreement, but there's a few things that need to be ironed out. Then the other 10 to 15%, we just plain disagree. We have to make some kind of compromise.
Well, that's sort of tough, isn't it? You, correct me if I'm wrong, but you vote only when there's a tie?
I don't vote at all.
You don't vote at all.
And and I hate to say it this way, but I can put the political pressure, well, by calling you guys and say, hey, I'd like to speak, and get the people, let them understand what's going on. And then they call, well, I'll give you, for instance, there was one issue, and I'm not going to mention what the issue was, but I called some friends of mine with another corporation, I guess you call it, and it was totally against everything I believe in as far as the Constitution, blah, blah, blah. So I called somebody, and I thought they were going to send a couple people down here to kind of educate the council. Well, about 40 to 50 people showed up, and that was not good. I caught a lot of heck for that, but it was not intentional. I invited two people, and we had 40 to 50 of them. But you see what I'm saying? and I don't. I was flabbergasted because I went to talk to them, and they decided to postpone the vote. So I told them that, and they still came in until I got to the line item when it's been tabled. Then after that was officially tabled, they left. And fortunately, it wasn't brought back up, at least until probably now, or after the first year. But that was not my intention to do that. It just happened, and that's where you and the council, or me and the council, didn't see eye to eye on it, but we got over that.
Well, what do you think are some of your successes that, let's say, you know, in the future you'll point out to your grandkids, kids, and say, I helped make that happen?
Oh, wow. We've had so many, I call it successes. I think local option sales tax is one of them, because it's allowed us to do this streetscape that's going to change the look of the whole downtown. And it's just one thing that needed to be done with the sewers. And what such a streetscape is like 5% of the budget on it. I can look and point and say, I helped do that. The mayor's youth council is something I'm very proud of. Young kids are starting to get into it, and they're listening, and they're learning. We went to the Capitol last year. We've had state senator and representatives here. Had a U.S. representative here talking to them. So that they're learning government from the inside. They visited all the city's departments. Some of them they didn't even know really kind of existed. They just were there. But they've learned a lot, and I think that's the two things that I can point out. Plus, there's a lot of sidewalks we've done for free, too. Sidewalks and streets because of local option sales tax.
Anything else that you're particularly proud of?
Well, those two things are the main things. But the things I like is Knoxville's kind of feel like it's come together. And it's not just me out there going rah, rah, rah. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people getting on the bandwagon now. And we've showed progress. Like the theater, people jumped up, and Dylan's doing a great job of that. We disagree on one thing. I think the city should not have any part of it, but I'd help him raise funds. There's certain things I think the city shouldn't be involved in as far as ownership. But it's stuff like that. Like I said, people are more Knoxville friendly now, I guess. They like the things that are being done, and they're actually starting to be a little bit more proud of their town, and that's one thing that I would impress upon everybody. Be proud of your town, man. Make it better. Make it better every day. And that's why I've talked to Brian. I said, you know, congratulations. I know you're a good kid. I've known his family for a whole of my life.
Brian Hatch, the mayor, left.
Yeah. And I said, and you're a smart kid. Just keep it going. You know, do your thing, but keep the progress going. And I think you'll do a great job. I really do.
And what's next for Don Zoot?
I don't know. Aside from, you know, what everybody knows is going to be the VA. I might try to get deeper into that now. I'll be talking to James Washington probably after the first year and see what I can do to get things moving. The CBOC, I'll be pushing on that one. That is supposed to be announced next month, and I can guarantee I'll be there. No matter who the mayor is, I'll be there. We're putting Freedom Rock on the square, we hope, on the square. We haven't got permission yet, so I can't say we have. Next spring, that's one of our projects for the AMVETS that I'm spearheading. I got plenty to do, and plus I'll be doing some lobbyist work in Des Moines that incidentally pays more than the mayor does, and it's only 4 months a year. One thing I would like to see, and I know this sounds critical of me because I'm kind of fiscally conservative, but the mayor and council don't make near enough money. Council makes $12 a meeting, and if you think about it, they're running your town. $12 a meeting. The mayor makes $170 a month. When the first probably 6-7 months, that barely covered my cell phone bill. And it certainly didn't cover the gas. You know, I don't know if Brian's going to be a very, very active mayor like I think I was, or if he's going to pick and choose, which he could. That's up to him. But you don't make enough, near enough to cover your expenses. So I'd like to see that addressed in the future.
Anything else you'd like to share with your constituency?
Oh, you bet. I just want to thank everybody for all your help, and Bob, you too, because I've learned a lot from you. I don't always tell you that, but I listen to you on the radio, and I've talked to you in person, and I learned a lot of things, and the constituents, you know, I might have got back in your face a little bit just because I love the town, you know, and I'm trying to make it better. But I want to thank everybody. I lost the election. I'm not upset. I'm a little disappointed, but I'm not upset. I'll be quite honest with you, like I told you earlier, I was getting a little tired. And I don't know if part of that was from the surgery last year or what, but I'm just getting a little tired and I need a little break. Then we'll see. I don't know. I don't see too much political in as far as running for office. I don't see much of that yet. I'm getting old. You're catching up with me, Bob.
Well, there's still a lot we can do, isn't there?
Oh, yes, and I will. I've already volunteered for two of the committees at the city. Told the chamber I'd work with them on their legislative days. And of course, like I said, I'll be in the lobbyist up there in Des Moines. So I'll stay pretty busy, and hopefully not as busy as I was when I was mayor. I got pretty busy, and I didn't get things done that I want to get done. Now maybe I'll have a chance to do that.
Thanks to Mayor Don Zoot for contributing to the program and also for your many years of service to the people of Knoxville. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.